Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman. I know y'all like, damn, man. It's not started yet. But it's all good. Hey, that's technology for you. Mm. Sometimes it works 98% of the time. That 2% will get you most of the time. But anyway, man, we back, man, with a new episode. Joined by a full house. And tonight we have two special guests joining us. But first, my family in the building with us, Sipping the Conversations, very own Buddha and Baby.
What's good, Sippers?
Yeah, what she said.
That was a little more loud right there.
And the beautiful and talented Morgan Williams from Bottomless Conversations.
What's up?
And of course, just one of our special guests, Miss Ashley Wright's in the building.
Hey, everybody.
And my lovely friend over there in the corner, looking all debutante. That's a word. I don't know if it's in the dictionary, but it's going to be a word today.
Okay.
It's going to be a word today.
Got it.
Deanna Hurt, what's happening, baby?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I can't call it. Now, one thing I actually want to bring to the forefront. Mm. First of all, you've been named the general manager of the Orlando Predators.
Yes.
Congrats.
Welcome to the jungle.
She black and she a female, y'all.
Yes.
Black girl magic.
Running the football team. Who would have thought? Females don't know nothing about football. Hey, that's all right.
Black
you gotta
girl
run
magic.
It like a business. She gonna have help on the backside. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But I do have a couple questions though for you.
I'd be happy to answer.
Since you stopped into the studio today, rumors have it that the Predators have new ownership. Is that true or not?
That is absolutely true. The Predators are now owned by a whole new ownership group. Looking forward to an amazing 2020 season.
Wow, I'm actually excited for you as well. Now with this new ownership, you know, can you name some names, or is that all still secretive?
No, I can name one of our owners. That would be Nate Starling.
Oh, good dude.
Great guy. Really invested in making the team the Predators of old when we dominated the Orlando.
Oh yeah.
So then we have a silent partner.
Oh, the silent partner.
Yes.
He gonna divulge his name or no?
He's silent but deadly. So don't worry about it.
See, those ones you gotta watch out for. They won't be pulling a string behind the scenes. Don't even know it. So so with new ownership, of course, comes new coaching staff.
Yes.
Is that the case here?
Yes, we do have a new head coach now. He has a lot of history in the arena football world. Very nice track record. Amazing guy.
Are we able to name names?
Can name names.
Oh, who's the new head coach?
That would be Coach Ben Bennett.
Wow.
And we're excited to see what he's going to do with the team this year.
Now, speaking of the team. There was a lot of things that were said under the old ownership.
All right.
And what can the fans expect this year compared to the old ownership?
The fans could expect for the Predators to be the Predators of the 90s. We're going to bring back the party. We're going to bring back the fun. We're going to bring back the excitement. So it's not just going to a sports, event. You are coming to, the party of the century every time we take the field.
So how can the fans tune in to when the season starts and all the other good stuff? Where can they go at?
Well, we are rebuilding our website currently. So it'll be OrlandoPredatorsArenaFootball.com once it's up. We'll be able to start getting things going, engaging our fans. We're going to be out in the community constantly. We're updating all of our social media. Everything should be up in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So look for some great things and some great announcements.
Wow, I'm actually excited about it as well. Wow, you heard it first exclusively on the TJ Chapman Show. There's a lot of rumors.
Make sure you watch.
Gotta watch. Man, tonight's topic actually was inspired by Buddha. We're talking about some, swords hurt.
Yeah, sword fight does hurt.
Viciously. Which turns us to our topic for tonight. Why do people decide to be in same-sex relationships? And, why is it more accepting for women to be in the same-sex relationships than it is for a man? That's our topic for tonight, and people have been chiming in. Lord Jesus on the main line. Morgan, I'm gonna start with you. Let me like you over there itching.
So I'm not.
Let's dive into part one of that question. Why do you think people decide to be in same sex relationships?
I hate the word decide.
Decide, well, why they choose? Put it up.
I mean, I hate that word too because I look at it as just any normal relationship. I mean, you think about why you are with the person you may, you know what I'm saying, be with. Like, I think we're focused on like the whole sexuality part as if it's an option. Like, you are attracted to what you're attracted to, you know, regardless. So now you saying, why did you choose to be with the person that you're actually with? That's something that we can't answer. Like, it's almost like asking, why are you gay? Why are you lesbian? Why are you homosexual? Why are you, you know what I'm saying? And you can't really, it's not a why. It's just that's what they're attracted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you know, you grew up when you were born and you grew up, whatever made your dick, oh shit.
Now you know we can cuss a little bit. You know we can cuss a little
whatever
bit.
Whatever made your dick jump, that's what you Jesus. Went after. So, and it happened to be women. So, now the woman you choose, that you have your own personal reasons for that. But you choosing a woman is because that's what interests your heart, your physical. Mm-hmm. So, well, you can't, I mean, I can't say that's why. I mean, it's what they're attracted to.
Well, I'm going to just tell you now. This pole only jumps at that kitty.
Just what was like that?
Just like that.
That did not sound like that cat was right. That was not a happy cat.
And so part two of that is, you know, why is it more accepting for women to be in same sex relationships than it is for a man?
Because men view woman on woman as, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, that's more attractive than, you know, in society. I think it's more attractive. And not only that, you think about the fact that the role that they feel like the man is supposed to have in the house, and if he's not with a woman, then for whatever reason society feels as though he's not doing his due diligence as being a man, you know what I'm saying, by being with another man. And of course, you know, you have the Bible, you know, people saying this, you know, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So you have all of those things that you can kind of take into play as to why. I mean, at the end of the day, I think accepting is just based off of how it looks. You know what I'm saying? Like, people find it sexy for two women to be mm-hmm. together. They don't find it sexy for two men. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, you, a woman can say, oh, me and my homegirl messed around back in the day. And you probably like, damn, I wish I was there. But a man can't say to a woman, yeah, I fucked my homeboy back, you know, back in the day, but it wasn't that to it. You know? We're going to be like,
Rewind.
Say what? Because we feel as though that's something you can't come back from.
Oh.
So boot him. All right. So we talked about, you know, sword fighting hurt last week on the show.
Yeah, it did.
Going a little bit more depth as to, you know, Morgan said she didn't like the word choose or decide. Some people, like, sometimes you're born. No, the doctor say you a boy because you got that
I'm a boy, Damon.
I am a boy, Damon.
I get it.
And, you
I
know,
get
you
it.
Got the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the sonogram says. Oh, you having a girl.
Right.
They say you having a, well, no way. I don't know. That look like it could go both ways.
Right.
They don't say that.
But see, now you're tapping into transgender. So it's a little different. If you're speaking on transgender versus speaking on just a woman with a vagina that likes another woman with a vagina.
So that's the chicks with dicks then, right?
Yeah.
The one you talking about?
No. We're gonna be correct and we're gonna say transgender because that's correct. Just respectful. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to stir up that pot.
Oh, they can be pre-op, so they can.
Yeah, they can be in transition.
Yes.
Transformed.
Oh, but that goes into the whole issue of feeling like in. To you, you were born a male, however you identify as female.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're born a female, you feel like you identify more as a male.
Well, what
and
that
is a personal, but that's a personal choice.
That's a personal choice.
That's a personal choice, and I respect anybody's choices.
Yeah. Is it the environment that they grew up around and what they see that?
No. I have no opinion on that issue whatsoever.
No, because you have kids that grow up in same-sex homes, mm-hmm. and they are straight. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
you have gay couples that are raising heterosexual kids who it's what you are attracted to. We're not scientists, so we can't say what the chemistry makeup is that makes a person desire what they desire. But I disagree with the whole environment thing, because there are, like I said, gay or lesbian couples that raise heterosexual kids. Like, so that's just my.
Let me hear what Buddha got to say,
because
he's over there.
I'm just allowing people to be great. But no, as far as the choice is concerned, is it about the choice? Because we're really talking about, are you born that way versus do you choose to be gay? That's the real question that we're really asking each other. Because if you choose to be with the same sex, that's your human right.
I think choice comes into play when you have those people who, and I hate to say those people, I don't know, there may be a name for it, I'm done educated on that, but you know how you have some women that say, oh, she just happened to be the person that I like, mm-hmm. but they don't necessarily identify. At that point, there's a choice. If you say, you know what, I like men, I fuck with dudes, but you know what, I want to try being in this relationship with this woman. If I don't know if anybody watches Queen Sugar, but mm-hmm. sort of like how Nova was, she was with the lady, but... Yeah. She just out here, you know what I'm saying? That's when you start getting to choosing who you be with.
Right. I mean, I feel like it's always going to be a choice. You want to be with a man or a woman, it's your choice to do it.
But if you're not attracted, but see, just like you're not attracted to men, so you're not going to ever choose to be with a man.
But it's still a choice. I've seen lesbians choose to have sex with a man because they needed a baby.
Yeah.
So that was the choice.
But not her sexuality, her situation. She chose a situation to get what she needed.
You choose what you like. That is your choice. If you want, at some point, it was a fork in the road, right? And you went this way or that way. When you went that way, that was a choice. When you went this way, that was a choice. However, if you chose that two years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, five, whatever it is. If I wanted to go outside and my mama told me not to and I went outside, what happened?
That was a choice you made.
The choice I made. I had to accept it one way or the other. So to answer that question, it's a choice. The second part, we live in a masculine society. I said this last week. We live in a masculine society. And as men, if we are in a compromised position, it doesn't look right. Doesn't feel right, don't look right as far as society is concerned. Mm-hmm. Feminine, women... I mean, it's feminine. They're feminine, so they're not looking. They look upon, sorry, but as a weaker vessel in the eyes of the world. I'm not saying that y'all are, but that's what they're looked upon as far as society is concerned. And that's really all I got on that as far as how I see it.
Well.
Nice. Well said. For me, why do people decide to be in a same-sex relationship? Pretty much go back to what Morgan said. It's the attraction. Ultimately, yes, it's a choice, but there's also an attraction. You know, because again, you could prefer men, but I'm strongly attracted to women. So now, at this point, that attraction is the variable that's twisting, shifting my choice, mm-hmm. to say the least. So it starts with the attraction, and that leads to the choice to be made. With regards to the procreation piece, you know, like if you are, this is a preference, this is what I'm going to do, I think it's not so much as a choice in that matter per se, but we're going to yes, to some degree, you are choosing, okay, because how do we make a baby? I mean, a man and a woman, it could come together, or you're going to have to be artificially inseminated, mm-hmm. you know. But that could be the case. You're not doing it the practical way. You know, could be just using the sperm. That happens all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So, but again, it does take a man and a woman for that baby to be created. So... That would be my take on that piece. But why is it acceptable for women to be in a same-sex relationship than men? Pretty much, like you say, everybody is going to probably be on the same page with this. It's more acceptable in society to see two feminine women, you know, together than two masculine men. And you are right, Buddha, you know, the world is very masculine driven. And it's going to be that way, most likely, you know, no matter how powerful, being general managers, you know, being in these positions, making decisions, you know, at the end of the day, we have to, you know, go even harder to try. But, you know, I personally feel like we should stay in our feminine, keep our femininity. I don't want us to lose that being in a role of leadership. And I think a lot of women, not you, but a lot of women, they lose their femininity when they get in leadership roles because of that shift. And so with that being said, when they do get in those roles and all those things, it kind of like, you know, when you see two women together, you expect for them to be like the masculine women. But then when you see the feminine women, you start accepting those more. So it just gets real tangled.
I'm going to agree with you on that because as silly as it may sound, I try to somewhat map myself after like an Olivia Pope. And that's how I approach it.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Educated.
She was bad.
I do.
She's good.
But I'm always dressed to the nines.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm still a woman,
mm-hmm.
but I know my stuff.
Right.
Now, before I get my thoughts, we chimed in on some of these, some of the listeners chimed in. So just go ahead and read what some of the listeners are saying.
Well, I'll take this one and then I'll go to the other one that's anonymous. Okay, so let's keep it real. Many women choose women after past hurt by men. Men are even more territorial than women, so most don't want to share their woman. But they don't, and men and women don't mind sharing the same men.
So I don't want to deal with another me.
That was one thing.
I think it's a little bit more. I think it's worse because you got some women, you know, that turn the studs, that look like a dude, and that want to bring that strap on and treat you like a dude. But not only do they don't want you fucking around with dudes, you better not talk to that bitch. I'm a cut.
But women are possessive anyway. We're possessive.
And so it's going to be on both sides now.
I don't care what we got on. I don't care what you come in the bedroom strapped across your waist. Women don't lose being a woman. We are possessive.
And society as a whole, we've been taught to like, that's mine, that's yours, protect what's yours, you know.
Yeah, and it's going, now you got to worry about both of them now. Because most guys like, you know, walking down, oh man, I didn't know you were messing with Tina. I just sit back and I just watch. Just let me know if
you want. Not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Now some of them, now Cisco, he was kind of hurt when caught old girl sleeping in the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know Cisco heart was hurt.
I think when your love is stronger than your lust, you will not be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that one.
I think when lust takes over when you say, "Oh, my woman with another woman," a man that's, you know, I think some men, their love may be more of a like, I love you too much to see you with anybody else.
Is it lust, though? You know, one, if you just want your significant other to be happy, and you get the sheer joy of them being happy.
That's a bit different. I mean, he was just speaking on seeing them and not being okay with it, and then those who are not.
Happiness is, for some people, I feel like happiness is the most important key.
Yeah.
You know, you love that person, they love you. But, you know.
But that's a difference if you know about it. It's a difference in you agreeing on it and saying, hey, and then you just come home one day and she laid up in the bed with her homegirl. And you're like, well, where the hell did this come from? You know what I'm saying? That's more of a slap in the face than her just saying, this is what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Now you tapping in cheating territory.
Betrayal.
Yeah, like, because we didn't talk about this. We didn't discuss that that's what you wanted to do.
Well, I mean, if there's another woman in the bed, I'm like, hey.
See, then that's that lust taking over.
It ain't that lust. Like, we could really talk. Like, let's talk about this.
I always wanted this here.
You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about this. Like now, if it was another man, it'd be like.
Same thing. If it's another man, this is what make me happy. Come on.
So, look, listen. We need it. No, it goes from let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. We need to talk.
y'all crazy. Wait a minute. Lord.
Let me jump into this,
Buddha. Hold on. Y'all so crazy. Let me jump into this real quick, what this anonymous person said. I won't be able to tune in, but here is my input. After years and years, and man after man, a very close person to me decided to join with the same sex. I 100% do not agree with it, but because of who she is to me, I accept it because without her, my life wouldn't be the same. When I asked her why, she said no man has ever gave her what she needed. Truthfully, as I watch her, she is happier than she has ever been. She stopped cheating because she has found all she needs in this one person. Her wife treats her like a queen, accepts her family, embraces her children, and provides for her to the point of not wanting her to get wanting her to work. I might not agree, but I respect her for finding her own happiness. And it goes back a little bit to part of that, that what you said, Ben, about happiness.
Is that more of like choosing a person over a sexuality situation?
It's, it sounds like a person.
Like, yeah.
You know, like the heart was like always, you know what? She treats me good.
Yeah, that sounds more like
you know,
a...
She treats me like this, but you went man to man. They couldn't give you what you wanted. So not to judge, but I'm trying to think, okay, a man is supposed to provide...
What you say? Come on, tell him, tell him.
No, he got it. He's doing good. He's doing good.
Tell him.
He's doing good.
Give pipe.
Yeah.
And protect. So you mean to tell me a woman can be okay with having two out of three? I always thought it was got to have three out of three unless you count that plastic thing. That,
I mean, hey, if it, you wrap on, that's their version of the pipe. If she laying it, then does it matter that it come off at the end of the night?
Right. Absolutely.
Because some of y'all got it attached and ain't laying it.
And I have to agree on that statement. Damn.
Well, damn. All right. Well, my take on this, I really think it is a choice by the individual. I mean, personally, they may feel, okay, all right, they may be going through some stuff. Like, you know, I've been hurt so many times. Yes, that's one aspect of it. Let me just do a female, not realizing that females can do the same thing that a guy can do to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the real warm meat. Now you got the plastic cold meat.
Mm.
So... Different. Well, oh, they got heated ones too.
I'm sure they do. It's 2019. Oh my! Probably talk to you. Now.
But it's different strokes for different folks, and I definitely think it's a choice in the matter. The heart loves what the heart loves, and sometimes society may dictate, you know, you shouldn't be that way. You should be with the opposite sex because that's what the Bible say.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then as far as it, why being more accepting with women of society accepting it, but could, yeah, you see two women, it looks better. You know, it looks better like you know, like Popeye's chicken. It looks good on the table. You know, it looks good. Versus you getting something that look like liver and not even cooked all the way through, that's where you got the two dudes. That's how society painted it.
Mm.
So, but again, I mean, I have... You know, associates that are on both sides of the fence. You know, and that's their personal beliefs. I mean, they just know, hey, don't bring it this way. Mm-hmm. High fire, you know, I ain't going to one, can't go to one of these spots. I'm sorry, I can't do it. You know, I don't have nobody coming up behind my brief. But one thing that I just ask is I'd rather for you to be open with it than you try to be down low with it.
Whew.
And I think that's where society comes in at.
Yes,
I'm afraid because I'm going to get judged. So let me keep this on the DL.
It's more than judge. Judge, cast it out. Job lost. Friends gone. Like,
well, you can't lose your job over
suicide.
They're going to find a way. Oh,
they'll find a way.
You ain't performing? All right, where your numbers at?
I have a question, but I would like to hear what Miss Ashley has to say.
Well, we're going to go to quick. Quick commercial break, real quick. We're gonna play this PSA announcement, and we're gonna get back and dive into our topic a little bit later. But I gotta get this exclusive on, man. Miss Ashley Wright is in the building. I can't wait to hear about her journey. So, guys, go get your glass of wine, your Conrad, whatever gonna make you feel right, and keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Welcome back. My. Wow. What a discussion, man. This discussion is... I had to break it up in two parts. So I know next week, man, we're going to dive into it a little bit further because you got a situation where, you know, people say it's a double standard. Okay, I can get it. You know, we're going to talk about the reasons why, you know, you decide to, you know, females can take selfies and stick tongues out at each other. Or, you know, oh, girl, look at that ass looking girl. All that bubble. I want all that bubble. I do take that picture and boy, you got a nice little rump back there. We're gonna dive into that. We're gonna dive into that next week. Now
you want your cornbread?
Nah, you can't have my cornbread. It's gonna be consequence repercussion up in here. So dang, it made me lose my train of thought. So we have our special guest in the building tonight, Miss Ashley Wright, hey. Entrepreneur, attorney. Of work, she's actually entrepreneur. Uh-huh. Get it right. Of worthy of the crown pageant coaching. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I mean, I've been, you know, following. I can't believe we was in the same building of an event that I was hosting back at the FAMU College of Law. They're doing a screening when they see us, and I saw her, but I didn't see her. Mm-hmm. We shook hands, but don't remember shaking hands. And it wasn't until I was like, wait a minute, hold on. You do look familiar. And then I saw the blue dress and at the panel, and I was like, that is her. I knew I had to get on the show. There was a couple other great panelists that was there, too. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So attorney, yes. Entrepreneur, so you're doing two things at one time.
Yes. So I'm a full-time attorney. I work for GEICO. I'm in-house for GEICO.
Okay.
So I do insurance defense with GEICO. But being an attorney is just, that's my title, right? That's what I do. But that's not who I am, right? So it's just one of the hats that I wear.
Okay.
And so why I started Worthy of the Crown was to sort of take the, you know, the experiences that I've learned as a trial attorney. So there's, you know, you get trial experience, there's advocacy, you know, persuasive techniques, all the things that you all see, you know, attorneys do, what you see on your favorite Law and Order show, you know, all the skills that an attorney has. So I've taken those skills. And so with Worthy of the Crown, my goal was to sort of marry my passion, which is empowering girls and young women, marry that with my talents being advocacy, dancing, modeling, pageantry, coaching, influencing others. So I put all of those talents together to start Worthy of the Crown. And Worthy of the Crown is not really just about, I mean, it's a full service, you know, pageant coaching and consulting business. But the biggest thing, I guess the most important aspect of it is getting girls to realize that while you're striving for titles, you're striving for scholarships, you're striving for crowns, the true crown is not really on your head. It's the one that's here in your heart.
Right.
So that's my goal when I'm sort of working with girls and young women.
Okay. So, like, what led you to pursue practice law?
So that's, okay, so as everyone knows, or you all probably don't know, I'm from Jacksonville, right? So Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County.
Duval.
Right? So you always hear that. So Jacksonville, while it's an amazing city, it's beautiful, it's up and coming, Jacksonville has a lot of potential. I mean, I actually was just in Jacksonville last weekend at my boyfriend's homecoming for Jacksonville University. So Jacksonville's always going to be home.
Those are Dolphins, ain't it?
Yep.
Jacksonville Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we were there for homecoming, and like I said, Jacksonville is up and coming. A lot of potential, but the crime rate is still significant, right? So if you look at Jacksonville is, as far as crime rate, it has the second highest crime rate in the state.
Wow.
You know, first is Leon County. So,
Tallahassee's first? No, I'm from South Florida.
Mm-hmm. Tallahassee is number one.
I would think Carroll City, Opelika, and... Mm-hmm. Little Havana, little Cuba, all them. So they ain't
Orlando.
Even
come on,
Orlando.
They may be coming as a close second, but Tallahassee is first. But just to sort of, you know, get back into that.
Okay.
Growing up in Jacksonville, that's sort of kind of all I got the chance to see. I went to school in inner city Jacksonville, and so you got a chance to really see how, for me being a high school student, I got to see how crime, an increase in crime, and a lack of public safety, how that can sort of affect a community. And when you think about that, when you put those two things together, what do you have? You have chaos, you have disruption, you have poor economic development, lack of resources. And so you sort of get a chance to see how all of those can really impact a community and really impact just the social fabric of a community, right? And so even as a high school student, I was like, okay, there's something that sort of needs to be done about this. I don't really want to see other communities similar to Jacksonville sort of go through this. And so that's what sort of sparked my interest to serve in law enforcement as a prosecutor. So I was an assistant state attorney in Palm Beach County, and I was able to serve those communities that were similar to Jacksonville. And that's what sort of sparked my interest to going into law.
Okay, wow, that's awesome. So is there a type of like unique skill set or skills that you feel prepared you to for the success, basically, I should say?
So a unique set of skills or a skill. So I can think about a lot of skills, right, that can prepare anybody for success. So you think about, you know, time management, all the ones you always hear about, time management, you know, empathy, the ability to empathize with others, the ability to think on your feet, the ability to be persuasive and sort of hone those skills. But I think the most important skill would probably be my ability to influence and empower others. So when you think about influence and power, that's really a leadership skill, because that's something that when you think about it, you're really influencing and you know, you have power over not necessarily just that person, because it's not manipulation. Mm-hmm. What it is you have the ability to empower and encourage people's thoughts, their behaviors, their opinions, their attitudes. And so, you know, when you look at that, you start learning to build relationships with people and start of, you know, sort of create those connections, and people start trusting you. Like, right, there's a certain level of trust that's there. And so once you do that, people sort of trust you to empower them to let their light shine. So it's like they understand that you have a certain level of power, of confidence, encouragement, influence, and so they are sort of given the license to do what it is that they've been put on this earth to do.
Wow, that's amazing. So what's next for Worthy of the Crown?
So Worthy of the Crown is currently accepting new clients, as always. But one of my biggest goals is to really try to scale my business where I don't have to be in multiple places at one time. So my goal is to sort of try to create a coaching program where I'm able to sort of train girls all over the country, you know, really starting with Florida, but really just training girls all over the country and being able to sort of empower them and encourage them through the different opportunities for coaching that I have, which is in-person coaching, phone coaching, and also Skype coaching. But, of course, I can't always be in the same place at one time, so I would prefer to have a coaching program where that would help me to sort of get the opportunity to get in front of more girls.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Babe, then I think she got some questions for you, too.
Well, if you could give any advice to girls and young women following in your footsteps, what would it be?
Advice to girls and young women. Is that me? Oh, that's what it was. I'm like, what is that plan?
We're having a good time over here.
Right. Give me 1 second. There we go. All right. There we go. I'm like, what is that plan? I'm thinking of something else. So if I could give, you said advice to girls and
young women following in your footsteps, how what could you say? And like, if you could sum it up in like 30 seconds, what would you say?
I would say, feel the fear, recognize the doubt, come to terms with whatever the what ifs are, and do it anyway.
Do it anyway. Make the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell the ladies. So how can listeners get in touch with you? What is the best way to contact you? Like social media platforms and so forth.
Social media, so it's Instagram and Facebook. So as far as Instagram, my personal Instagram, @Awright_Esq. So @Awright_Esq. As far as Worthy of the Crown, my handle on Instagram is Worthy of the Crown Pageant Coaching. And as far as my website, it is WOTCPC.com. So that's the first initials for Worthy of the Crown Pageant Coaching.com.
Wow. I think I got one last question, though, because this kind of like just triggered. So, you know, you deal with Geico, you know, attorney for Geico. Now, can someone just like hire you mainly for like family law, say they're going through, you know, child support, or say they want to get out of a ticket, traffic court, or better yet, you know, hey, I think I might have just did something wrong and I think I might kill somebody. Can you like
What kind can of you, law can do you
get,
practice?
Can you get hired to be a defense attorney on any of those levels?
No, I wish. I mean, right now I am solely counsel for GEICO, so I'm not able to, you know, to basically serve as counsel, you know, or outside counsel for other issues. I mean, while I may have the expertise, I may be able to sort of direct you to a person that I'm comfortable with and that I know can help you. But I myself, I can't.
So do you have to, like, go to school extra time to be able to be a trial attorney as a criminal defense attorney or family law or anything like that?
No, it's no extra time. So when you get your Juris Doctorate, that's pretty much a general degree, right? And so when you're in sort of like your second or third year in law school, that's when you sort of start specializing, if you will. So you start taking on more classes that are sort of geared towards whatever it is you want to focus on. For me, I knew I wanted to do criminal law. And so my focus was on criminal procedure classes, trial advocacy, stuff like that, prosecutorial clinics and things like that. But coming out of law school, the degree that I have, I can sort of go into whatever area that I see fit. But criminal was sort of where I put my focus.
Wow. That's amazing. And so if somebody do decide to hire you on a insurance fraud claim or something, how can they hit you up? Can they call you directly, or
they can call me directly? Like I said, I can't. So GEICO
ain't cuffing
you.
GEICO ain't cuffing you.
GEICO ain't.
Then you playing?
Mm-mm.
It's like, nah, we can't have her. She for us.
That's it, man. Like a contract. They own the rights to her until she finishes our contract.
So
period.
So you the ones that Morgan and Morgan be hollering about, you know, how the insurance companies try to not give you your money and. Try to find ways.
Ooh, no comment.
I heard about them. All right, so definitely I appreciate you coming on the show. You know, we're going to conclude part one of our topic. And I was debating. I really was going to debate. But we're going to save it for next week. All
right.
We're going to save it for next week. So, So what I wanted to talk about, though, is to find out, why do women praise other women when it comes to calling them beautiful, when a guy can't call another dude handsome in a certain way, like the way females do? Damn, bitch, you fine. Ooh, look at all that. You can't have a dude say that to another dude.
You can't be extra.
The same reason why y'all think it's sexy that we in the bed together and we don't see y'all. We don't think it's sexy that y'all in the bed together.
There's nothing wrong with giving your boy props.
Yeah, double standard.
Nah, it's something.
But y'all just
let them shoulders looking right.
I mean, that type of conversation go down something a little bit like this.
Hey, what'd you say?
Hey, boo, I see you over there, boy.
That's it. Yeah,
I'm just trying to be like you.
That's it. That's all he gets. That's it.
Trying to be like you, pimp. Trying to make that come up.
But no, I think it really comes down to your upbringing. Us as men, we grew up not. Don't let them see you sweat. Mm-hmm. Don't show no emotions. You know, that's what it was. So it's hard for us to give compliments to a woman unless we want something other than. Just looking at him. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be like, hey, beautiful, how you doing?
No, it's an agenda behind there some way, even if it's just to get her to recognize who he is for that moment. It's an agenda.
Well, let me just tell you men this here that's listening, okay?
Uh-oh.
First of all.
Don't come for me now.
Stop lumping those women into all womankind.
Right. Oh, I didn't say all
ladies, that. Y'all ain't excused either.
Thank you.
Stop lumping those men into all of the mankind. And I'm saying that to say, just because those women or those men did those things does not mean all will go for that.
That's what's up.
That's not all inclusive. Do they have tendencies? Yes, we all have tendencies. But at the same time, if you tell me I'm beautiful, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm not going to be cocky or anything. If a man want to, you know, give a woman compliments, or a woman want to give a man compliments, or man to man, woman to woman, give the compliments, because mm-hmm. here in Western society, we have really been conditioned about sexuality in such
exploited ways, I should just say.
So is there a guideline on
how it's no guidelines. If you see somebody look good, hey, look good.
But that's what keep I mean by, that's what I mean by the guideline. So what's the guideline for a guy to tell another guy?
There's not any. You be secure in your masculinity, and because you got some men that are just man, you're a man's man, and there's no like you cannot allow.
There's no guideline.
It's you just hey brother, you look good today.
I see you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's certain.
I like
words.
That shirt
it's,
you got
it's
on.
Like, it's like what they call it. I mean, was it a synonym or anonym? The one that kind of like.
The same thing.
I think
something similar.
I know earlier you said the word handsome. I think handsome starts falling into attractive, being attractive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I call my son handsome. You know, when I see him.
So it's okay you're raising him to feel like it is okay for another man to say that to him, which is fine. So you can't say, oh, once you get grown, it's not okay.
No. But hold on. Time out.
No.
Kids are impressionable. They are impressionable.
Hold on now. Because it only goes so far. Like, yeah. On your father, that's my dad.
Really?
For boys, that's my dad. And
so either. Now I got to be, now they got to be differentiating. Like,
no,
you want
to
be.
What I'm saying is they don't think another man can say that to them. They're just saying that's my dad. That's it.
That's not always true.
Not young kids.
As a young man, an influential young man, if he is being told by another man, which, yes, it's his father, and he's only heard it from his father. But let's say another man now tells him this and use the words of his father. He will believe, he may, let me say he won't. I won't say will because that's implied.
But that's a different type of
he
love,
He may
baby.
Believe, it doesn't matter. He it may believe that that is acceptable because my father has exposed me to that.
And it doesn't make him homosexual or say that he's going to have gay, he's just going to say it's okay for him.
All right, cool. He'll take it differently.
Yeah. But I did have an epiphany while y'all were talking.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, boy.
You know, even though this is a masculine society, like I say, I think the reason why is, another reason why it's not acceptable is because women don't accept it.
Doesn't accept
man on man action. So, okay. Like, for example, is would you date a man who's bisexual?
My point, hold on.
But if he decides that he likes men and women, and you already cutting him off at the door, then where's the acceptance?
A woman who is okay with that.
Very rare. Yeah, very rare. I got three women in this room right now, and all three of them said no.
No. I don't want to share my man with no goddamn body.
No. It ain't that he's sharing them. Now you know he's bisexual.
I can't compete.
Why you can't compete? He chose you.
Trust me, I can't. Trust me.
He chose you.
Trust me, I can't.
Okay.
Yeah,
well.
Not absolutely. Mm-hmm. So
we already discussed that. We already established that. Don't compete, sis. Yeah,
exactly. So Ashley, what happens when, you know, another guy, you know, approaches you, you know, grocery store, whatever, mm-hmm. and be like, you know, I think you're beautiful. What's the first thing that come to mind when a guy approaches you and say those words to you? Dang, I think you're gorgeous. I love your hair or mm-hmm. whatever. Do you take it as if they trying to holler or it's a way to try to get in, slide in, or you just...
I mean, it sort of just depends on the context, right? Like, you kind of have to look and see, okay, what else are they saying? Are they sort of lingering around? I don't necessarily take it as okay, they're trying to talk to me. Some people are just genuinely trying to give a compliment, and that's okay. I think sometimes, like, as women, sometimes women can just be so, like, you know, oh, I got a man, you know, I'm with somebody. You know, when somebody's simply just trying to give you a compliment. So for me, it's not that I jump to conclusions that they're automatically trying to talk to me. Like I said, you can sort of look at... There's other things that you can take into account. Are they lingering? Are they, you know, are they constantly staying around after I've said thank you? You know, are they still there?
Down
are they
down to aisle 12 and aisle 11.
So what's the time frame of, hey, you look good. You need like 30 seconds, you need to be out of the door.
or it's one of these where, you know, okay, then they gave you a compliment, whatever. Mm-hmm. Now you done went down aisle 11. He done went down aisle 12 the back way to come back up to mm-hmm. see you. Hey, I was wondering. Hey, what do you think about this? Do you cook? And Mm-hmm. When, at what point do you identify, okay, this motherfucker trying to holler?
At that point, you don't went beyond. If you don't went beyond, I'm beautiful.
And
thank you.
Talking.
And then, okay, now, okay. Or if you, but now if you get my attention, excuse me, you stop me. But you see me in full stride, and you know that's different. But if you stop me, and I got time for it. I'm here for the kicks and giggles. You know what I'm saying? I may entertain that, you know?
And look what she said, though. She said she may entertain it, meaning she's making a choice to entertain it. Whereas sometimes women, if we're just, like for me, when somebody approaches me and they say, oh, you look beautiful. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that, you know? But I'm not going to engage you, you know, for one, because I'm with someone. But for two, you know, I'm just very direct, and I'm very, you know exactly what you're going to get with me. It's never going to be anything outside of that. You're not going to think, oh, well, maybe she want to talk to me. If I'm interested, you'll know.
When a woman hit you with it, I appreciate that. That means take your ass on. Okay?
Thank you.
When you get that, appreciate that at the end, that means go on about your business, bruh.
And her head turns.
Right.
She
thank you. Nice. I appreciate it.
The conversation's over.
Right. But now, if you need something, she might be like, well, thank you. How you doing?
But in the masculine world, it's a little different. If a female says, oh, you handsome. What?
I'm like, hey.
I'm in there.
She won't, man.
You ready to go have sex?
I am glad I wore this outfit.
But y'all do know that every day that most women leave their home, they already done gave themselves the high five.
Right.
Okay.
Right, but we didn't look at that ass a few times.
We know somebody.
So, all right, so I'm going to ask the ladies these questions real quick. All right, so you are at a crosswalk going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, you got a little crosswalk. Mm-hmm. You got the stop sign, whatever. you know what you done wore to the store. You know, some leggings or, you know, some tight jeans, whatever, because you finna get ready to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Now, you want to cross the street, and the guy tooting the horn going across. Do you think they're looking at your ass, or you think they just...
Oh, yeah, he looking at that ass.
Huh?
If that ass is out there, he looking.
So what goes through your mind? Like, damn, I hope he's not looking. What old girl
I ain't thinking that. I already know what I look like when I left it inappropriately.
I know he's looking at his ass. I know he's looking at it.
The men all pause when he walked into the room.
I was really just hoping that if I go to Walmart, that I really would be go undetected.
Negative.
You know, no, just I can go in and
just
be
like
out.
You said, y'all gave the high five before y'all walked out the door. Bam!
Most women, you know. I mean, in most cases we do. You know, and now when we just run into the corner store or something like that, we probably not putting that much emphasis on what we got on, but we still trying to look relatively decent because grandma told us we need to make sure our drawers right, you know what I'm saying, certain things. So we do try to make look quick stop, you know, at least put some lip gloss on, some chapstick or something. Make sure my underarm smell, you know, hit between the whole bath right quick. But
I know they get that patan going.
Ooh,
that patan. Oh.
Uh-huh. Pussy to the ass and neck.
Oh, I know.
Just real quick, like I'm just gonna be real quick. And of all times, when you the most inappropriate, that's when somebody is like.
But that's what you want, though, right? As a woman.
No. Yes and no. Like, wow, I appreciate, man. You know, but I'm feeling. Catch me what you know what I'm saying. I be on top of the game.
Yeah.
Now, Ashley, you're new to the show, right? You're an attorney. You're an attorney. You know, criminal law, all that good stuff. So. A couple of episodes ago, we talked about, you know, the Me Too movement, right? Mm-hmm. And how all this has changed.
Right.
My question to you is this. At what point does no means no for a woman? Because, you know, sometimes, no, I don't think we should do this. You know, I don't want you to think of me any differently. Versus, no, get up off me, bruh. You know, I say I don't play like that, whatever. So does no necessarily mean no at a particular time? Can you say something in regards to when a woman says no, but it really means try harder, bruh?
I mean, honestly, when it comes to this, because this is such a controversial issue, mm-hmm. no, to me, no is just no, period. Like, I think in order to just be safe, make sure you're covering all bases. When somebody says no, it doesn't matter what other signals you're getting after that. If somebody say no, then just is no. That's just how I feel.
So what about the indirect way of saying, let me get some ass? most of it you don't ask. You just kind of go with the flow and you know, you allow them to
imply consent, like,
you know imply consent, basically. Yeah. What it is, imply consent versus verbal consent.
Right.
Now, without diving in too much into it, do most jump offs start off with implied consent versus a dude saying, you know, hey, can I get some of this?
You mean like it's most hookups, is it implied or is it expressed? Like, is it verbally expressed?
Yeah, like when you about to give that ass up, you probably already know you're going to get ass up. But I dare him to ask me. I dare him to ask me, can you have some? Because the answer probably going to be no. So is it just more the point where you're kissing on the neck? You know, like Morgan said, talk on the titties, whatever.
Hey.
And now I done got down. Now, you ain't said nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's implied consent. Like, okay, I think it's about to go down.
Yeah, I mean, you just taking it out of the legal context and just thinking common sense, right? Mm-hmm. You know when somebody is consenting to something and someone isn't. Like, you know when you have express authority to move forward and when somebody wants you to stop. Mm-hmm. It, like, for instance, if somebody's drunk, they knocked out, and they don't know what's going on, you know you don't have no consent. Mm-hmm. You know nobody verbally gave you any type of consent. Nobody expressed to you that this was okay.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I think, like I said, I think people, you know, they try to say, okay, well, let's think about it legally. But really, if you just take it out of the legal context and just think about just common sense and morals, mm-hmm. You know when someone is consenting to something and when someone isn't.
So to piggyback on that. So mm-hmm. Let's say you come over at 9, 10 o'clock at night to watch the game.
There we go.
To watch the game, and then all of a sudden they get naked in front of you. And you say, what you doing? But he stay naked. And you stay watching the game.
What?
God, like I said.
So is they wrong for even trying you again? If you let them stay naked, sitting next to you, and you didn't move?
Am I at their house or are they at my house?
They're at, you're at their house.
Oh, watching
I didn't
came
to your house.
You
and
didn't came? No, no.
I'm at your house and you got naked.
You done got naked. I'm finna go.
Yeah. Right. Hold on. But you stayed.
But you stayed down.
You stayed to finish watching the game. He stayed naked. Now you up. So, I mean, like.
Well, if you at your house, if that's how you prefer to sit on your couch, then that's your couch and your ass.
So is he wrong for trying you again?
Well, you saying again, but so that means you being naked doesn't relation. So, you got to miss the piece.
No. I didn't miss a piece because he got naked. You said no.
No.
And you sat there and watched the game still while he stayed naked.
Wow.
No.
That's just some of the things that, you know, we had to deal with and, you know, we talked about. You know, definitely a good topic of discussion when it comes to the legal matter.
You have blue balls messing with me.
That's why I do not have sex on the first night if we both been drinking.
Huh?
We gotta be sober first. So I know that you're in your right mind, and we done did this. Now, later on after we do it, we can go in and get drunk and have that sloppiness.
Just be the first one to call rape, dog.
That's it. Hey,
hey man, you raped me.
Hey, I ain't know what happened. I was drunk like you were.
Beat him to the butt. Hey, man, you raped me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Man. So next week, man, we're going to dive in part two of it, because now it becomes on the parent side. You know, what happens when a parent finds out that their child likes the same type of sex? Do you think the parent blames themselves for it? Or do you think it was the environment that they were brought in that caused them to do that? So that's next week that we're going to conclude on part two. So I definitely want to thank our special guest tonight, Miss Ashley Wright. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having
me. And like always, sipping a conversation very own, Boudin Baby.
Yeah. Yay.
And the lovely Morgan Williams over there typing away.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for always having us on the show.
TJ,
appreciate it.
I enjoyed it.
Tune in next week, guys, for part two. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go.
Radio Network. Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
On the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2. One.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a
Special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter.